two loyalists who were always near Brother Clarence was a brother named Uhuru, who was like a minister of information, who was hardly seen without his boombox, where he dialed in, alternating between news and black music stations. No one had a bigger record collection than Brother Uhuru. Soul, R&B, jazz, you name it, he had it. But Brother Uhuru's collection was no match for what the FBI had. They purchased everything Uhuru copped and went over each song with a fine-tooth comb because they wanted to know what the 5%ers were listening to. The agents could recite and sing the lyrics backwards. They could tell you what the latest dance crazes were in the black community and do the steps too. They could quote all the most famous lines all the popular black leaders were putting out. Tell you where you could go to get the best soul food in town. Knew what you ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What your favorite snacks were. The Bureau wasn't playing when it came to securing what they established.